Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. When Governor Kristi Noem took office and the 2019 South Dakota legislature opened, the governor asked lawmakers to have a reporter shield law on her desk for signature by the end of session. Lawmakers passed House Bill 1074, an act to provide a privilege for journalists and newscasters regarding refusal to disclose information. The bill, however, did not pass without some heated debate. SDPB's Kevin Wooster writes about it on our website. Find his work at sdpb.org/Wooster, and he joins us today on the phone. Kevin, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be back, and I hope to have this up sometime this afternoon, so it should be available. And I've decided that I'm going to hang on to a real more detailed examination of whether a blogger is a journalist. I touch on that in this piece, but I was reaching the point where, I don't know, 3,000 words or something, and I thought, poor Kara Hetland has to wade through this and try and find all the hidden typos I put in there. So maybe I should split this up a little bit.
Right, but this is Kevin Wooster at his best. I mean, this is a really well-written, when folks, you know, get to read it, well-thought-out piece, in my personal opinion. And let's talk a little bit about where it begins with the conversation over a reporter shield law. When Governor Noem said she wanted one, not everybody agreed. There are some people who had reservations.
Yeah, and you know, of course, I love the sound of this, and just as quick background on this, so many reporters have had a kind of an issue about this personally. Both my brother Terry and I have had these, and his was more interesting than mine, I think, because I never ended up in court being asked to get up on the stand and open my reporter's notebook or talk about what I'd had, and he has. I was going to be, invited to appear at a trial that I'd written about the man that was accused of some charges, game fish and parks related, in Madison when I was covering things for the Rapid City Journal. And we used our lawyers at the local law firm, Bangs McCullough, to kind of go back and forth about, trying to deny it and say, no, he doesn't want to come and be available to testify. But secondly, we negotiated exactly what I would say if they called me to the stand. And basically that was anything beyond, yes, I wrote the story, and yes, what you see in my story is accurate. Mm-hmm. Anything beyond that I was going to reject. And ultimately, I wasn't called. I didn't have to drive to Madison. But my brother Terry was actually on the Iona Klein lawsuit when she won the $12 million and ended up fighting over splitting it with the owners of the place where she bought it down in Dallas, South Dakota. He was down there to trial where he actually did get called to the stand. And basically the same thing. He contacted their lawyers for the Argus in Sioux Falls, and they tried to resist and tried to have him read statements. And the judge, Matt Gores, down there basically called him up. He said, you have a First Amendment right to free speech and free press, not necessarily a First Amendment right to quiet or to silence. And so he ended up on the stand, but basically testifying to what I would have been asked to testify. And they didn't try to get into his notes or into his any sources or things like that. So we both love shield idea, the idea of a shield law, just to prevent reporters from having to end up in situations like that.
So one of the arguments that people, that lawmakers were saying it was not necessary, and some of those lawmakers' constituents, was you're already protected by the First Amendment. And then you also found that there was some just general grumbling about whether members of the media should be protected at all because they're not necessarily popular or beloved.
Both of those are interesting. Many states or a number of states have added to the protections of the First Amendment, because if you run into somebody who says, well, I'm not preventing you from printing anything, right, I'm not preventing you from saying anything, I'm asking you to tell some things. And so to me, an additional layer of protection at a state level is a good idea. And part of what's going on, too, is the fake news issue that the Trump administration promotes and many of his supporters do. And that term came up during the legislature, and it helped get about 20 people in the South Dakota House to vote against the shield law bill, just because in some cases they're mad at the media, mostly at the national media, but in some cases mad at us locally. And so that was something that David Bordewick, who was just on your show, and others promoting these bills had to contend with. And they contended with it very well, because they, you know, it was 47-20 vote in the House and 33-1 in the Senate. So Kristi Noem got what she wanted. And, you know, I've criticized her on her predator control policy, and I praise her sincerely on her work on this area.
And just to tease what's coming in the future, one of the people that were left out of that shield law were political bloggers, some of which thought that they should be included. They were not. What direction are you headed in that that part of the story?
Well, my inclination initially was that I have a great deal of respect for the work that some bloggers do and not very much respect for the work that others do. And even the ones I respect are slanted. They have a political bias that they're promoting. They're at best, in my opinion, advocacy journalists who are doing sometimes really good detailed journalism, but with a point of view that's politically usually in nature. But I've been in a conversation I've had with Corey Heidelberger of Dakota Free Press and with Pat Powers at the South Dakota War College, and doing some other talking with people. You know, when you go back to the initial press definition, it wasn't a big newspaper with a staff of editors. It might be a hand press where some angry person is slapping a single sheet editorial out and sticking it on a fence post or handing it out at the market. And so they make an argument that that's where it started with press, and that's what bloggers really are in many ways. And that's kind of an interesting argument. It's something I'm going to look at in that part two of this.
Yeah, we're going to have to set aside an hour and have a panel discussion just about that topic, Kevin Wooster.
It's fascinating.
It's fascinating. Really fascinating. Yeah.
It's getting more complicated now to decide what a journalist is and how to regulate. So we need to talk about it.
All right. We'll talk to you next week, and we'll look for your work online, sdpb.org/Wooster. Kevin, thanks so much.
Take care.